on? Okay, now.
And hello and welcome to The Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Wig, and my ever-fetching friend in a very lovely grey linen dress.
Smoke.
Linen dress. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Berry.
Hi, Mrs. Berry. Nice to see you.
Yeah, lovely to see you too.
We are in thunderously cunty moods today, aren't we?
Just pretty much the same as we were last week.
Well, hopefully you can join us for the next hour as we try to lift ourselves out of this funk that we're both in. I am done.
I was talking to my psychiatrist about this morning. It's been a big day of medical appointments, so, you know, just...
Strap yourselves in,
ladies and men, gents. And I said to him, I've been really flat. I said, but not depressed, just zero energy and just feeling like the cup is empty. And
I love the advice that he gave you, though. This, to me, really helped. What did he say?
He said, we all are. He just said, it's universal. It has.
And we're all allowed to be.
Yes, that's what he did say. He said, we are all allowed to be. It has been the most ridiculous year and we're all over it.
And
everyone's tired and no one has the light on the hill. I told him about the Mrs. Woog advice of have something to look forward to every week. And he said, that's excellent advice. You need to do that. And I said, and then you need to have something else bigger to look forward to. And he goes, like the light on the hill. And he goes, that's right. No one's had light on the hill. It's just been like shit, like out there today. Looking out his window that looks south.
Did you happen to catch President Trump's rally this morning? He was in Nevada. And I have never, ever... No, that's a lie. The man is insane.
Yeah.
Like, he was talking like he
gibberish.
Was a drunk. Like, not even drunk, because that would be too good. I've never seen a man more unhinged in my life. In 2 weeks' time, I am going to throw a party and we are getting rid of him.
I'm not so sure. I really hope, but... Not only do a lot of people not vote in America, it's actually been, over history, been made difficult to vote in America. And
which makes it very easy to argue against the election results.
Yes. So I have actually, for my mental health, now I have barred myself from watching or listening to anything that he says or does.
That is such a good idea because, honestly, today I was just watching it and just going, you're
it was
fucking
one of the things,
kidding
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it was one of the things that was just
and
like
to our 1%,
cobbling me.
Our 1% of listeners who are from our great states of America, we love you.
We do.
Really, seriously, sort your shit out.
I know.
I'm getting back.
You know that I have dreams. You know I have dreams about being like I'm like Lisa Simpson and I'm the president of the US and I'm just pulling that whole country into line and I've got all of the governors and everyone and we're getting all of this like these levels of government sorted. We're getting election things sorted. We're like I am seriously running the joint hashtag prefect. I have dreams about it.
And Jacinda Ardern, well done for an excellent result
so
in your
actually,
election.
Rob sent me apparently after the last debate that they had, the opposition leader was also a woman,
and she was quite a good job. I liked her.
And then this is what happened. This is from the Herald. Nothing summed up New Zealand's politics better than the final exchanges on the fourth election campaign debate on Thursday night. The Prime Minister and opposition leader were invited by debate moderator Jessica Much McKay to say something to each other that they hadn't had the chance to say yet. Jacinta Ardern, riding high in the polls and widely expected to win a second term on Saturday, turned to her opponent and noted that she'd never had a chance to thank Judith Collins for the speech she gave after the March 15, 2019, when 51 people died in the Christchurch massacre. Collins replied with praise for Ardern, "Anyone who takes on the job of Prime Minister has to put their heart and soul into it, and Jacinda has been doing that."
What could that be? Respect in politics? What?
That's
amazing. Like, how can I get get goosies. I'm 1 minute into this bloody podcast. I've got goosies already. Well done. I know that a lot of you are listening out there to hear about my first ever dog and grog report.
The dog and grog.
So I've turned up with my neighbour, Lisa, and her dog, Slinky, who is a sausage dog.
Oh, Slinky Malinky.
Slinky Malinky. And she took some sort of unfavourable beverage in a can that she said was too sweet, but I'd taken gin and tonics in a bottle, so I gave her one of those. So we've turned up to this table of very eccentric looking people and I said, we're here for dog and grog, we're new, and they said, sit down and tell us your story. Oh my God, if it wasn't the greatest thing for the soul, it was
you need that every
fantastic.
Week. That's apart from seeing me every week. I think that's your little.
And I really encourage everyone out there to start a dog and grog. Well, it doesn't even have to be dog and grog, but
yeah,
it should be on a Friday night, just for an hour at the local dog park, because that's what community is about, and that's what we do is build communities.
Hello and hound. There you go. You can bring booze. You can bring a cup of tea.
Cup of tea, whatever.
But come and say hi.
But hello, it just, and hound. You know, and there was ex-principals of private schools and retired professors of archaeology, and there was amazing stories. And I, you know, as I always say, like, I know about myself. I don't want to hear about myself. I'd rather hear about other people.
I know.
And that was so great. So dog and grog, well done.
5 stars, we'll go again.
5 stars, we'll go again. And that was at,
I don't know. What was that at?
Miller's Park.
Oh, is that lovely one down the hill?
Yeah, with all the jacarandas. Mm. 4 o'clock on a Friday if you want
to
come.
It's a shame you live in such a shit part of town.
Yeah, it's dreadful. I hate living here.
All the pollution. And
just this shitty house and the dreadful neighbours.
I know.
It's
just you're a triumph over tragedy and hardship.
I continue to rise up.
You do every day.
Despite all of my shortcomings. Okay, on the list this week, Kim, kick us off.
Oh, my God. I did have something. Where did I write it down?
Oh, here we go. Hashtag vague.
Yeah.
Hashtag stop in the middle of a sentence. Do you want me to kick off?
Someone was on the list.
Do you want me to kick off?
I've got to put that on this week's on the list.
Do you want me to kick off?
Yeah.
Because I'm strong. I'm going in strong this week.
You're strong.
Okay. I spoke to my mum this week and we've both had a bit of a week, a bit weepy.
Right.
Weepy. Because your psychologist said we're allowed to be.
Yeah.
Mum got upset because a worm was dying in her garden. And okay. I got upset because I accidentally sprayed my kitchen spider.
Oh, maybe that's what this is. Maybe
this
is
we're
karma.
Moving on to that. But I have this kitchen spider that used to live up in that corner and used to eat all the bugs. And there was some flies inside and I accidentally sprayed everywhere. And then I saw the kitchen spider starting to, like, not look so good. but I couldn't do anything about it.
No.
And I said to Mum, I want to kill my kitchen spider. She goes, my worm died. Fucking hell, what's going on?
I'm surprised that Mr. Woog's still here.
Well, he's not, because I've just been rooting him to death this week. What's going on?
I think we need to talk. I think you can't just drop that in and then look at your notes as if we're going to keep moving. That's not how this program works.
What is going on?
Apparently, dear listeners, it's like almost every night. She's just like, come on. And he's like, I'm so tired.
He's so tired. And I'm like,
doesn't matter.
I wake up and like do a wee at 12 o'clock and I'm like, let's go.
Let's go.
And he's like,
throw a leg over.
I really need to go to sleep. And I'm like, let's go.
Yeah. And he's been in bed since like 8. He's already had like a good 4 hours.
But you've seen this afternoon. He's exhausted.
He is exhausted. He's
and almost... he even said to me, he said to Kim, Kim, can you talk to her about it? Because I can't do it anymore.
The best. But do you know what?
He's quite frightened of me.
Well, it's such a term for the books. Sort of 20 years of, you know, it being like, for suddenly you to be going,
It's just like. He never says no, though.
No. Well, he's a man. They're not meant to.
That is interesting about libidos in your 40s. You know, a lot of people telling us that they've lost
gone.
Their orgasm and they can't. Like, I think that you overthink it. I think once you start doing it and you remember how primal and amazing it is.
Yeah. And also people...
The more you do it, the more you want to do it.
Yeah. But the other thing is it doesn't have to be P and V or V and V. Like, it doesn't...
Oh, I don't care. Whatever no, like rocks your boat.
Bloody just roll around in the bed. Like, you know, let him just have a go on your tits. Like, doesn't matter. Go, you know.
Jesus, we've gone fast and loose quickly this episode. Sweet.
Like, what are we in? We're only on, like, you know, minute ten and we're already in, like, you know.
Fucking hell, where to from here? I want to talk to you about what's on my list.
Yes, tell me what's on your list. I'm so
fucking
annoyed.
Fucking birds.
Birds.
I... Last week I became a Buddhist.
Right.
Yeah, because I got a lesson about pain body, and then I went into being like doing some healing.
What?
Oh, God, shut up. Don't look at me with that face.
Sorry, people, I'm as confused as you are. And then what do you mean you went into what?
Pain body. If you don't know it,
what
I'm
not. What is pain body?
It's like you can activate pain in your body from regression from the past.
Oh.
Or you can oppress it.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a whole lot more than this.
What, mate, what triggered this?
Oh, I had a fight with a friend.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know me. I don't fight with friends.
No.
So I had a fight with a really dear friend. Oh. And she asked me to look into this thing called pain body, and it made super sense. Who I never fight with. Like,
no, how could you do that? Yeah.
You never fight with that woman. And so anyway, and then I became a Buddhist.
Actually write that down.
Yeah.
And then you became a Buddhist. Yeah. I love that, you know, yep, that's it, done.
Yeah.
Tick.
Sweet. And then.
Have you got the prayer bowls and stuff
no,
yet?
No.
Are you putting the flags
starting
up?
Starting small.
Okay.
Starting small. But I, like, so I can't kill anything now apart from I'll kill the kitchen spider, but I want to kill these fucking birds. But they sit out. I live in a freestanding four bedroom, two story terrace, and they sit outside my veranda at 4 o'clock, and they go for it at 4 o'clock.
Are these the pest birds though? Like, they're not the natives?
No, they are Indian miners.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you get a bucket of water, you just put it on the veranda, and when they start at 4, you just tip it over.
Over where?
Over the tree where they're tweeting from.
No, they sit on the balustrade.
Oh. well, then
it's actually affecting my mental health.
What? Okay. Well, then you just need to put some chili flakes on there.
Yeah, I'm getting 18 cats.
18 cats. Well, yes. Well, one of them is clearly not doing anything.
All right. Fucking useless.
Mine,
Chewy. Chewy was awesome.
Yeah, one of mine did something to a baby ringtail possum this week. I don't want to talk about it.
But, oh, well, Dusty Springfield did bring in an Indian miner.
Well, I see, that's all right. She's doing a service.
Into Harry's room, and there was much squealing and carrying on, but I was like, good. Now go and get the rest of that family.
Yeah, one down. People talk about, I think, with birds like that, I think people talk about putting chili sauce or something on the along the balustrade thing. And
I just want to get an air rifle. Just
well,
a flood
there is
gun.
That. Yeah, there. Just that's an option.
Keep it by the door.
So that's not very. That's very Buddhist.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is my problem.
That's very Zen.
It's not in my core values anymore now that I've changed in the last 10 days.
In the last 10 days. Oh, my God.
So, and the other thing I hate is, apart from my kitchen spider, can you explain to the listeners what's on my elbow right now?
So, Woogsy has, it's an oval shape.
I've been attacked.
She's been attacked. She's got a spider bite. But she hasn't taken a Telfast. I don't think she's putting any form of ointment or antihistamine cream or anything on it.
Finn's girlfriend drew a little like that's ring good. Around it to yeah, make sure correct. It doesn't get bigger.
Yeah, Finn's girlfriend is on the know. You do that so that it keeps growing. Your arms are covered in bruises. What's going on?
Oh, I had a massage. Well, I told you about last week how I did the worm.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a massage from this lady called Nellie down at Kirribilli. She was very strong.
Clearly. You look like you've done 10 rounds.
And I said, like, go hard because I really need to. And, yeah.
Mm. Well, you look like you've been through the wars.
I really have.
It's really annoying me that I can't remember what's on my list. Can I tell you, though, there's a singer-songwriter called...
Oh,
no, listen, wait.
Let's go to...
Wait. His name's Tobias Gesso, right? And he had an album out in like 2015, and it's gorgeous and I love it. And I've always been like, why didn't he write any more? Anyway, I found this article in Billboard in 2018 where he just talked about how much he hated performing and he just wanted to write songs that other people could perform. And he's written songs for Adele, Florence and the Machine, Sia, John Legend, a number of other really big names. And he's just like, she's giving me like the could not be more bored. And I'm like, no, I don't want to hear them singing your songs. I want to hear you singing your songs. So don't perform, just record. I'm really cranky at him.
Jesus. That was so left of centre.
I know, wasn't it? But it's been playing on my mind, as these things do. Yeah.
I've got something else on my list of things to talk about. Skin.
Oh.
My skin is thin.
Yeah, right.
So metaphorically and physically, I am a little a bit battle weary and teary.
Yes.
And I'm working on that and I think I'm getting better now that I've embraced my Buddhism. But also, like, I brushed up against...
yeah, you've got an old lady scab on your
arm. Old lady scab on my arm. You know when you go to a chemist and you see old women that look like they've been hit, like literally hit by a bus?
Yeah.
I'm getting this thin skin.
Yeah.
So I've just started to take some tablets which are promising me the world but are offering me nothing.
What's in the tablet?
Oh, I'll go and get it at halftime. Oh. Hey, and you're missing some skin.
I am. So today's been a big day of the shrink this morning and then...
Did he give you the all clear?
Oh, yeah, like as we do every, you know, every month.
He loves you.
He does love me, and he's been through the absolute ringer with me. So you know that we're at a point now where when we talk about things, sometimes it's just an update, but sometimes
every mountain.
But you know, then there is also some workshopping. So one of the big things where he sort of helped me with today is I've had some really big ongoing very loud stress in my head about Oscar and his NDIS funding, and we're going to run out before his funding plan finishes.
Fair enough. That would be stressful.
And then, but we're coming up to when his plan finishes. So we're seeing our local area coordinator at the beginning of next month. The NDIS is so much better than what we had, but there were a lot of things that were promised in it that have just failed to realise. So, and one of the big things of that was... They were sort of – one of the big promises was, you know, every area, every region will have these local area coordinators and you will have your LAC and they will be your and they're your contact and they'll know your child or you and they'll, you know, advocate for you and they'll be – and it's just not the case. We've been in the NDIS for 4 years and I've never seen the same white person twice. So it means every time you do this, you have to just...
Start from the beginning.
It's
like, you know, I deal with Australian hearing on a regular basis with Jack. Oh, they are fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
They are so organised.
Yeah.
They are, like, I could not be more pleased with having to deal with an agency like that.
And the thing, you know, people are just sort of like, there's all this money left in the kitty that then the Morrison government wants to siphon off and put towards, I don't know, a building product or maybe a new sporting stadium. And it's like, put it into, so there's enough LACs to actually service the community. Anyway, so we've been in chats also in looking at Oscar moving out.
Oh, no.
Moving into a...
My Wookiee can't move.
Moving into a share house. Okay, so that response is exactly what's killing me.
Not my Wookiee.
Because
he has to though. Like he has to.
It's this whole thing, and this is what. So we spend a lot of time today talking about this because, of course, my space is I'm the worst parent in the world, and I'm abandoning him, and I'm.
But you know, you're not.
And he's just like
he will love it.
You have raised this child to a man. You have 24/7 for 22 years. You've lived in hospitals. You have done everything. And it is now the correct time for him to be learning more independence and more life skills and, you know, and doing all of that. And he's not going to do that while he's living at home.
You who are new, Kim's oldest son Oscar.
The Wookiee.
Who we call Wookiee. He's just beautiful. He was born with a...
rare genetic disorder. So he has a partial duplication on chromosome 4. And then, you know, the associated things that come with a moderate intellectual disability, some cerebral palsy, nocturnal epilepsy, pretty profound speech disability, but highly social.
Oh, and there's the most
cognitive memory and
gorgeous, you know, gorgeous.
Yeah, he knows exactly what's going on, right? Yeah. This is a, and actually, we were talking about this week as well about how there's this absolute contradiction for me as a parent of Oscar in that you have to make allowances for an intellectual disability.
Yeah,
you just have to.
Of course,
but then. You also know
when you have to let him hold him.
No, when to fold you know that he understands. Yep. So it's like, where does the allowance ease off, and where does the expectation kick in? And that dance never ends.
Mm.
Like it did. It will never end. Was there when he was 5. It's there when he's 22.
Yeah.
And so anyway, there's and my stipulations about him going into a supported independent living. Is it has to be with friends,
yep.
And that the parents have to have the ultimate say about who the carers are.
Yeah.
Because I do not want temps coming in because someone can't do a shift. I don't want – he is not – this is – these people are an extension of our family.
Stability.
They're an extension of our family. They're not
absolutely.
Service providers. It's just – I refuse to view it like that.
No.
Anyway, there's two boys, two friends of his who they're looking – and they're keen. And so that's going to be 2021 is going to be putting that into...
Can we go and, like, paint his room and put new Duna covers on and...
Oh, my God.
Can we do all of that for him?
Anyway, so that's really hard. People, if you know people who... my shrink was like, you have to show compassion for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, this is about facilitating skill development... for independence and self-esteem. And he's like, he's going to feel so much better about himself. He said, of course there'll be bumps and, you know, upset and
I feel like having sex with your therapist right now. What is wrong with me?
And, yeah, so I don't know. If there's anyone in the hot flushes who has a child that's done this or that is in this process.
We'd love to hear from you.
I'd really love your insights. It's going to take ages because apparently, you know, doing this actually takes ages.
And it's
just
better.
Starting. So this is one of the things that's
been... Don't rush into that shit.
This is one of the things that's been really in my head. So it's actually quite nice now that it's still in my head but progressing. Anyway, that was a very big diversion because from there I went to the skin specialist because my life is awesome.
So while I'm sitting here dying of a spider bite very slowly, Kim...
I'm like traipsing from bloody St. Leonard's back home via a car accident on Spit Hill, rain.
And then she got some awesome
I did get some tarts for us all because it was necessary after my morning. So then I went and saw my skin specialist, Pam.
Pam Brown.
She's awesome.
Could you be any more generic than Pam Brown?
Oh, no. And she, like, imagine a Pam Brown.
No, she would sort that shit out straight away.
Sort that shit out.
If she was the Felicity Graham, no. Pam Brown, get the job done.
Correct. And she's just like, right, okay, well, you know, get your kid off. And don't you love that? Like, you just stand there, just a bunch of women. And
like, yes, I can.
I can. I'll get it off. That's why I wore a dress. It's all gone. Anyway, she's looked me all over and then, of course, got to my back.
Worst. Everything
and she's like looking at my back and she goes, I hear this sort of and I'm like, what? Oh no, don't, no. I don't want to.
No.
She goes, there's two darker spots back here. One of them's just a normal, you know, aging sunspot pigmentation thing. So that's comforting.
Jog along.
Yes.
Hand it to the group.
Hey, look lively. And she goes, this other one though, it's not behaving the way I want it to.
You say that about a puppy, you don't say that about a mole.
Oh, and so before you know it, you know, root, root, in goes the local anaesthetic on my stomach, on the bed, and just tugging away at my back like an old boot. Anyway, then I saw it in the little jar on the bench.
How much weight did you lose?
Oh, I know. At least 15 kilos came off with that. Surely. I feel like I sweated it off. Sweet Jesus.
God, this morning was just revolting.
So humid. So you'll all know, you know, I'll keep you all updated, of course. But
and I will also report back next week to see whether I've died from a spider bite.
Is this your second spider bite this year? I've got to open the door.
I'm so hot. I'm about to die. Do you want to put the fan on?
There's a fan. Oh, there's a fan.
But it makes noise.
Oh God.
Will we like compromise the quality of the podcast this week, Kim, for our own comfort? Oh no, that's better.
Much better.
We are going to take a short break. We're coming back to you this week. We have put out something quite generic. We are going to step into. Oh my God! Why hadn't that been open the whole time?
I don't know.
Are you an idiot?
I'm still really annoyed. I can't remember what was on the list.
Yeah. Well, you know, have a look at that. We can come back and start with that. But we are going to come back, and we're just basically going to problem solve all your shit. Because I'm feeling strong today, now that I've been powered by the venom of a white-backed spider. And we'll see you after the break.
Okay.
And we're back.
Wix just showed me she's wearing white undies. What woman over the age of, I don't know,
there's 14? There's so many problematic situations.
I just don't know who you are anymore.
What happened to me at the moment? It's sharting and farting. Whatever's going on.
Can I just say, I've been going through the readers' responses today. Fuck, you're an awesome bunch of women.
They are.
And you know, so many of us.
The kindness.
It's massive. But so many are dealing with some really, really
heavy hard shit. Yeah.
And one of the very first
questions
is, Sarah says, how do you manage to get a bit of yourself back into your life? My life seems to go so fast that it makes my head spin. I'm so tired after looking after everyone else's needs that I don't have any energy to do anything else. Well, is that just not the statement of a generation? Like of our age bracket? Yeah.
That's our national anthem at the moment, darling. And I do hear you. And what I've done is I've learned to work out when I'm most effective and when I'm least effective. So I get up early at 4:30 with the fucking birds now.
Yeah.
And I, like, just do everything I can. I write, I do my emails, I do the washing, do all that shit. And come 2 o'clock, I'm just shattered.
Done.
Right?
So you've done a whole day.
I give myself that time to be allowed to be shattered.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just think that you've got to cut yourself a bit of slack.
Compassion for yourself. But the other thing is,
you have to be the top priority.
You have to make the time. So you can't sort of say, oh, tomorrow I'll, you know, blah-de-blah. Blah. You actually have to go, right, on Thursday at 10 a.m. I'm going to do whatever. And if you can do something every day, even better.
But it's so boring, but even it's go get coffee.
Yeah.
In the morning. Walk. Stop. Leave your phone at home.
Yeah.
Stop and smell the flowers. Get a coffee.
Like, I'm going to shut this door because I think it's too loud.
My latest thing is that I've decided to get myself pummeled every Friday morning by Nelly down at Kirribilli. Who is a very good masseuse, but apparently is quite bruisey. But anyway, no one else is going to do it for you. That's the thing, Kim.
Yeah.
We've got to
stop getting angry that our partners or our kids are not showing us this love and affection.
It's like my birthday, right? I used to get so upset every year on my birthday because my expectations weren't being met. And then I was like, well, stop being a sookie lala.
Yeah.
And organise your friends to come over for lunch.
Yes.
Yeah, so please just...
But it's really true.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just, you just want to go and lie in your bed for half an hour.
But do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
Just go, guys, you got to give me half an hour and just go.
Can you hear the people sing of the song of
England? Lyndall has gallstones. I've had gallstones and they're not taking them out for her. And Lyndall, you need to sort that shit out and just find someone who will.
Do you remember when our friend Steph Deck had gallstones?
Yes.
She had to call an ambulance once and she was at the Chatswood Chase car park.
Yeah. And Beth had to call an ambulance.
Oh, and Beth was really sick too.
Here's the thing with gallstones, right? Get ready for Dr. Kimmy's back in the house. Gallstones can come in all different sizes. So they can be small and move and bounce around. They can be large and sluggish and just sort of sit in the bottom of the gallbladder.
Mine would be loud and sluggish.
Mine were, of course, large
and sluggish.
Flat, fat and sluggish. I was just like, it's like
I
my
knew
lazy.
That would be yours.
It's like my lazy uterus and.
Your dodgy thyroid.
The dodgy thyroid, the pancreas doesn't work. So mine were actually less of a concern because when they're large, fat, and sluggish.
It's the only one thing that can be good.
They don't bounce around in the gallbladder and then go down the bile duct and get into your pancreas
harassment.
And cause huge issues. But if they're small and they bounce around, they're a real. This is going to go very pear shaped very quickly. So,
can you get onto that, please, darling? Yeah, who is that?
It's Lyndall.
Lyndall, sort it.
Sort it.
Keep going to a doctor until they get it out. I love that you've got a medical degree all of a sudden.
I know, don't you love that? Alex had a really interesting one because she's 50. She's had a really tough couple of years. She had a big move and mm-hmm. then new school for the daughter who's mm-hmm. 10, marriage breakup.
Oh gosh.
But
yes.
She hates her job.
Oh.
Terrible cultural fit and a struggle with some of the people there. And now she's getting anxiety, which she's never had before.
Honey.
And the job expectation is working almost like every day, 20, you know, like it's not just on a deadline, it's all the time.
You gotta
And she's just saying she could, when the property settlement comes through, she could actually take the summer off resign and take the summer off. And then, you know, she says, but am I insane to do that?
No, oh my God. Your best investment is yourself. And if you can afford to do that, but don't even just take the summer off. Like, have a plan of what you want to do with that time. And it's such a gift if you can do it. Take the and get out of there.
So there's a couple of different things in here that firstly, could you take that time off over summer as unpaid leave? So you technically still have a job. So when I was made redundant, just over a year to get another job. And that's now, you can actually look up the stats now of terms of,
especially in our age bracket,
finding a job and, you know. So look at whether you could do something like that, whether you can actually take leave without pay or take your holiday and then leave without pay. And then already start, I would start looking now for a new job because the process now for a new job is
months. Yeah.
So just do it now anyway. And then, and the other thing is if you don't want to stay in your sector, then you need to sort of probably meet with someone. Oh, she works in financial services. She'd work it out. Like about.
She's smarter than you and me.
Yeah, right. you know, what you could do. Like if she wants to retrain, if she wants to go back to uni, if she wants to do a different course, okay, well, what could she do? What could she work part-time as a bookkeeper and then do extra study? Or could she, you know.
Yeah.
She'll know, but so just don't go holus bolus in terms of, I quit.
Which is what I would do.
Because there's you and your daughter and,
you need to look after yourself.
Lucy caught her 12-year-old smoking.
Yeah, but my mum caught me smoking
when I was
12.
Well, I just found out one of mine's tried weed.
I found out one of mine tried weed.
One of younger one.
Oh, no, my older one did. He said he didn't like it, but he doesn't like being out of control.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, we quite know that my older one's quite fond of it. But the young
I
one of the
like
younger
it.
Ones. I don't like it either.
I don't like it.
Hashtag prefect. I don't like
oh,
it.
Oh, no, it's just like I just get paranoid, eat everything and fall asleep. That's not fun.
You know that the first time I tried weed, I singed my eyebrows off. She's going purple.
You're the biggest fucking dork.
I know, right? Could I be a bigger dork? I mean, look at these eyebrows. There's a lot to catch fire to. And holy smoke, did they go up?
Oh, stop it.
so that kind of brought that to a pretty swift end.
They're going to try all of it.
They're going to try it, and we just keep having big discussions about it and the impact that it can have, because they're going to try it.
Of course.
Anyone in our group who has kids these days who think that their kids are never going to try smoking or drugs
yourself.
Or alcohol, just get over yourselves. And also, they all swear like fucking troopers.
Oh,
like,
they do.
Please don't think that they're some little puritanical,
They're all shits.
They're all trash talking each other and bloody just being really quite morally disgusting.
And Kim and I are coming from this from a place where we are in the thick of it.
Thick of it. And one we had, one of his friends took off this week.
Yeah,
and
that was dreadful.
The thought of this kid doing something to himself.
I know.
And A, then thinking if that was my child, and then B, thinking that our children, our boys were now going to have to navigate the emotion of all of this and deal with that.
I sat down with Harry's mates yesterday and I gave them such a talking to about getting into cars with someone who's been drinking, and if you're feeling really blue, it's going to be okay, and you come and talk to me.
But it's so many factors. It's like it's that stuff. It's the mental health stuff. Then it's how they treat other human beings, and then how they look after themselves, and it just goes on, and it's like, oh, for fuck's sake!
When does it stop, Kim?
I don't know.
I'm spending like $800 a week.
Oh, Mr. Woog was telling me about the food bill with your 8 boarders.
But what do I do?
I know. I know. I think if you can wear it, you wear it, because it means that all of those boys are safe.
Oh, God, they just eat.
Oh, yeah. And then I spent $110 on KFC feeding these boys on Saturday night. And you can imagine what that did to my soul, can't you?
Oh, that's
because I was like, what do you want me to make for you?
Oh, no. Filet mignon.
We just want the giant feast and the get extras this and the extras that. And I'm like, no.
You just shit that right through, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, just.
When's the last time you had a Zinger burger and didn't end up on the dunny?
Well, they just give you the fat sweats, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They're awful. Anyway, let's crack on.
Let's crack on. So you just gotta keep talking to them.
I know.
Keep talking to them.
I know.
And
they're good kids.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They're very good kids.
And
they're all a bit frightened of me.
Oh, God, someone else more talking about their kids not being anxious at school and not wanting to go to school.
Yeah, I went through this with Harry when he was in year 4, and he just took off one day into the bush, and he wrote a very scary note to me, and I just found him and I went straight to North Shore.
Yeah.
And I said,
I
ain't moving. I said, I'm not going anywhere until I see someone, and I've got to get some help with this. And in the end, it was really – the school was amazingly supportive. So I used to work from the principal's office for a week and then half a day. And then, and I look at him now. He's just the most gorgeous man who is so confident. So if you're going through that with your kids now, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it, and stick with it, because they can come through the other side.
Yeah. Absolutely. Meryn talks. Meryn asks, does anyone have any experience with hypnotherapy? I do not. Oh, actually, no, that's a lie. I did get...
Didn't you come to the Byron Bay Healer with me?
No, remember, I was going to go, but I had stayed at home and had a sleep instead. And then she couldn't see me. She couldn't fit me in. Yeah, I was a bit sad about that. I had a hypnotherapy session or a couple... like back in 1997.
Was it lose weight?
This was actually about because I wasn't diagnosed with depression or anything back then, but this was like because I was feeling really dissatisfied and restless and sort of sad all the time and stuff. And she just did these color cards with me and then did this hypnotherapy stuff, which I still use when I'm like surgery or I'm at the dentist or stuff. She gave me this visual but the whole card thing was just sort of like doing these colours and then picking which colour you liked most. And I liked, get this, and I really liked purple the most. And she was like, that's maternal. That's wanting to have a baby. And I was like, oh, really? Do I want to have a baby? And then I literally said to AB or Chef, I think I want to have a kid. And he was like, okay.
That's like the one time I went to a...
That's what made me... Like, I mean, I always wanted to have kids. Like, that's not...
I went to a stylist consultancy.
My what were your colours? Are you a winter or a summer?
I was an autumn.
Oh, you're an autumn.
I was an autumn.
I'm a winter.
And she told me to stay away from unitards, if you can believe that.
God. Oh, and you and I are just the greatest catchers of all time.
Yeah, I remember that. She wear brown and taupes and stay away from unitards.
Browns and taupes.
Okay, that's what you want me to do.
No, as a winter. I got my colours
done. What am I wearing today?
There is a gold. It's quite
it's got sequins.
Lovely.
It's lovely.
I do...
Fuck your brown and your gold unitards.
Yeah,
fuck. Melissa.
Melissa. My aunt, who was an Amway distributor, did my colours, and we did them at an Amway potluck. And all the women sat together. We're all together. All the men were downstairs in their ill-fitting bottle green and navy suits. And
did you take macadamia crusted?
No, I can't remember what we used to take for the potluck.
It would be a duck à l'orange.
Oh no, that's way too fancy.
Apricot chicken?
Maybe an apricot chicken. Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what we'd actually take. That's interesting.
A salmon mousse was very popular back then. Look. My mum used to crack out a salmon mousse.
Anything in gelatin.
And a beef Wellington.
Yeah, no, it was not that fancy. Okay. And so, yeah, we had that done at the Amway potluck.
Are we helping anyone today?
I think we are. Laughter is the greatest medicine of all. Gemma says her 10-year-old daughter is becoming a vicious bitch to her younger sister. Do preteen girls do this? Preteen boys do this. Okay, I know that. So remember Felix and how he was like with Jasper?
We're the mother of boys here, but I have heard from very good authority that teenage girls are something quite different.
Yeah.
We don't have them.
No.
Kim and I don't have them. But I've heard that teenage girls are quite tricky.
Yeah. I've heard that their motives are quite different, but there are motives. And I'm like, oh, that sounds terrifying.
I heard that
boys
they
just want to wank and...
Just stink and fart.
And eat.
But I have heard that teenage girls can be quite bitchy.
Yes. Yes, I've heard that. But there's actually a... I know my friend Marina, she found a book. Well, there was a book that she got about sort of that sort of preteen, girl about princess and something. Yes. And she had to rip the cover off. She had to rip the cover off so her daughter wouldn't know that she was reading it. But she said it gave her a lot of really good information and really good tips and tricks. But, Gemma...
This is the book that Mr. Luke is reading and he rates it highly. Do you want to give it
a mention? Yes. So this is... And I've wanted to read this book too, except for the fact
that... Mr. Luke is very big. I'm not going to read that.
Well, there's several... It's like about...
8 million pages.
700 pages long. The writing's very small, and then the rest of the book's all the footnotes. It's by Andrew Solomon, and it's called Far From the Tree: Parents, Children, and the Search for Identity. It is absolutely... I've heard him interviewed. It's quite remarkable. If you're like me, you'll probably just watch his TED talk, and that'll be as good as reading
the book. Mr. Woot's been reading that for like about 3 weeks now.
What did you call it? Princess Bitchface?
Princess Bitchface.
Yeah, that's the book that my friend Marina was using that
I
she
wanna
really liked.
I want to write Queen Bitchface.
The other thing that's really, just to reassure you, Felix was so mean to Jasper, and it used to make me cry.
Oh.
And I didn't know where it came from. It just seemed to come out of nowhere. And I was like, how did I miss this?
But it leaves really quickly too. It's very strange.
No, it didn't leave quickly.
Oh.
It's 20 now. Jasper's 15 today. And we're just turning the corner. But the last 5 years, no, the last probably 4 or so years, it's been less of a cold war and more of now just
mine are vile
out.
To each a vile
but, and last night I took a photo of the four boys together and I didn't realize at the time until I looked at it afterwards and Felix has his arm around Jasper. I'm like no And then when he had his mates over on Saturday night, Felix got home from a friend's 21st at like 2 o'clock in the morning and then sat there with them until like four, giving them a little fireside chat.
Did you tell them all to fuck off and go to bed?
Oh, I was seriously like, I woke up like 500 times just going for fuck's sake. Anyway, and then when I got up the next morning and, you know, they started, and I went, oh, you so you guys went to bed about 4:30 and they're like, yeah, like Jasper's big brother, like that bigger brother. And I went,
They call it deep chats. We had deep chats.
Right.
So that's when they talk about their feelings.
Yeah.
And that's Felix, so important for boys. Oh, for
Felix
everyone.
Felix did this whole thing. Like, apparently he told them how they are not to ever, ever, ever use the F word swear.
What the fuck?
Faggot.
Oh, God, no. That's like the N word. Yeah. No, yeah. It's hideous.
And just all about like but showing respect to each other and to different people and you never know what they're going through. And
hey, you done good, Mum. You done good.
Like, oh, my God. And, of course, these boys, like these 15-year-olds are looking at this 20-year-old just going, And I said to him the next day, I said, oh, he's so gorgeous. There's a little bit of hero worship.
Yeah,
and he goes,
of course.
And he was like, yeah, I know.
You can imagine Jack when all the footy boys are over. He's down there making cakes and batting his eyelashes. God love him.
And so that was really – so Gemma, you will get through it. You do have to deal with it. You can't just hope that it's going to go away.
But pick your battles.
Don't die on every hill. Okay.
I've got time for a few more. Kim,
yes.
Let's crack on.
Kirsten says something that I'm guessing there's been other discussion of on the on the page.
And if you're not part of the Hot Flush Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Kirsten, she's asking why would he still be wearing his big ring and still want a no infidelity pact between us if he is all out? Mind games? Control, or is this a midlife crisis for him?
Oh, fuck him off, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't even think about
it. I would just be like...
Yeah, no, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, absolutely.
See ya.
Yeah, no, I ain't got time for that shit. Neither do you.
Thank you, Kate. That was exactly where I was coming from too. Catherine actually had a friend, Karen, who didn't realise that the Karen memes were a joke.
Oh, and thought I love this one.
And thought that when she mentioned it was a personal attack on her. But then she says, my apologies and explanations were not accepted. And she implied I was stupid because I didn't go to university and then said I was fat.
Karen, go and fuck yourself, honestly.
So she literally is a Karen.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that because I've got lots of friends of Karen. I've written about Karen and Karen's a really sad, unfortunate meme. But, like, no. Yeah. Who treats people like that?
I know.
Fuck off, Karen. God, look at me. I never get myself worked up. We've had a bit of a change of roles today.
I know, right? It's probably because the local anaesthetic's like gone up my spinal column into my brain.
And my spider venom is working its way into my cardiovascular system.
Instead of Catwoman, you're going to turn into Spider Lady. Then she'll be in a unitard. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm going to just wet my pants.
Okay. Oh, Trish, you just need to...
What's Trish's story? Come on.
Trish, she's cohabitating with her ex, sort of Hades guts, have asked him to leave. He just says, you leave. I've paid all the rent and the bills for 20 years, so why should I be the one to go? This has been my life for years now. It's wearing me down.
God.
What the actual...
What is wrong with people this week? Fucking throw his stuff out on the lawn, throw a bit of gasoline over it, boom, set it on fire.
Oh, she's still got a sense of humour though because she actually says, I should make him a profile on a Filipino dating site.
Who is that? What's her name?
Trish.
Trish, I love you.
I know. Caroline says
no,
Trish.
But can we just go back to that?
You see, because this is why, because Caroline responded saying, this happened to me. He refused to leave for 16 months. It was living hell under the same roof. But finally he left when he imported his girlfriend from Vietnam. I guess he couldn't really bring her to the family home. He had to get on his place on his own then.
Do you know what? Trish, if I can speak to you, I would leave. I would just leave. I would just walk away.
And
I don't know if that's as easy said as done, but if it was me, I would throw everything in my car and fuck off because
Yeah, because I sort of go, do you know what? Like, yeah, you've paid all the rent and the bills. Yeah. You've been the one with the albatross. Get out.
He's not
going
to.
Find something lovely that's just yours, but you're just paying your rent.
Just a lovely one-bedroom unit. He's not going to leave.
No.
They don't. Except yours
and
did.
Fuck, he'd be frightened. Can you imagine the look on his face when he gets home and Trisha's gone?
Gone. And just take all the Lurpak and all the gin. Take all the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
Oh, Trish, I'm looking forward to an update.
Take the equivalent of your Xbox and PlayStation.
well, that's nice for the listeners to listen to that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Helen's feeling overwhelmed about her psychologist finishing up and having to find a new one. That is hard.
Yeah, that's a relationship.
Yep, that's like your hairdresser.
Yeah. Okay, ask her for a good recommendation because she already gets you. And she should be able to recommend someone who gets you.
Yeah, Helen, that's a really good point.
Yeah, I love my Dr. Susan.
Do
you know why I love her?
Because when my previous psychiatrist got depressed because his second much younger wife left him for someone else, like she was the same age as his adult children, which was probably a bit of a red flag. But anyway, so he was actually quite depressed. And then he sort of just decided to retire. And I was just like, yeah, all right. And luckily my GP suggested who I see now.
Yeah. And that's the best thing. My talking doctor, she just pats me on the head and tells me that I'm amazing. And that's all I need to hear.
Really? Yeah, she fits exactly what you need.
Yeah. I just want to know that she tells me I'm not a bad person. I'm not a nasty cunt.
Yeah.
And I'm actually a really nice and clever person. Yeah. And I go, thank you, it's $300 million.
Yeah. Helen, you need to ask your psych.
Yeah.
But then also have a chat to your GP.
Totes.
My GP found me him, and he also found me my really cute gay, not relevant.
But doctor. God, can we not let one episode go? No.
I haven't even talked about the new medication and the.
We're not doing that this week.
I don't poop anymore.
We're not doing that this week.
Exploding us.
We've had enough.
It's just.
We've already talked about KFC and cheeseburger churn. No. We've got one more dilemma to.
Oh shit.
One more dilemma to fix. Oh,
sorry, Jackie. I just accidentally unhid someone's comment. right. Okay. So
last one. Make it a good one.
How's
it only Monday?
I don't understand. Oh, Jackie says she has nightmares all last night. She's so massively overwhelmed by every aspect of her life.
So, Jackie, take a rest of it and two shots of whiskey tonight.
Right.
Have a hot bath, rest of it, two shots of whiskey, straight into bed.
Right.
No phone, no nothing.
See, that's much more exciting than me. I was going to tell her to do a guided meditation for 10 minutes.
No, don't fucking.
And a hot bath.
Don't waste your time with that.
But the rest of it and the two shots.
Just knock yourself out.
Because I've discovered the melatonin thing. I can't do it.
Someone's telling me about melatonin gummies recently.
Yeah, I think you can get those. Well, the melatonin that I've
got. I just eat them like black currant. Like, you know, the black currant.
It's no good.
Anyway.
Louise unwrapped a 3-pack of Heinz baked beans and they don't have tear tab libs anymore. Oh, that's it. Just burn the place to the ground. I actually know. I know the CEO of that company now. I can say that. And I will take that up with them. How can there not be the pull tabs on the top of the baked beans tins?
I bought a packet of baked beans last Saturday. And let me go and see.
Do you reckon they'll still be here?
No.
I'm guessing, Louise. I'm hoping, Louise, that it is just maybe a chance thing. Yeah. See. But I wonder what size she got. What size were they, Louise? You've got to provide the details.
These are 300 gram nets, and they do have a ring pull on the top. But I would have thought that the single serve size, which are delicious.
Yeah, they're so good. They're such a good little mid-afternoon. Snack. I just need something that's not...
A lemon tart.
A Tim Tam. I have a tin of baked beans. Yeah. Life choices. Louise, I'm actually quite unsettled by... they can't go and do
Louise,
those things.
I'm writing the show notes as we talk, and I'm putting down Heinz baked beans, Angus Kim, and that's the name of our podcast this week.
No. Where have all the ring pulls, ring tags gone? Ring pull tag. I don't know what they're called.
And Mrs. Luke is probably going to be suffering from a geriatric pregnancy.
Oh, God, yeah, see, we didn't even talk about the geriatric pregnancies. So Mrs. Woog, because she's just so a hornbag. And then Miss...
Well,
and
have
then,
you seen Mr. Woog? He looks fine at that moment.
Fucking buff. Like,
he's gorgeous.
Like, he's like, you know what, he's almost 50?
No, he's 47.
Oh, 47. And he's buff.
Built.
Yeah, like he's
hot.
He's
got a great body.
Yeah.
And that's why I just can't stop climbing all over it. Mm. And so I'm going to be a geriatric mother.
And Rob is just so in love with being a parent at the moment that he's doing the whole. And then some friends of ours have had a baby, like they're sort of younger than us, so they've had their third, and she's now my surrogate child. And I think Rob just seeing me with the baby has just been sort of like,
and then
I want that. And then, I'm like, no, you don't. And I want that. Let's do that. No,
then,
no, let's not.
And then Kim and I were talking before the show today about how much we could leverage.
I know.
Like commercially off the fact that we were like 50-year-old like parents.
Yeah.
And surely.
Well, think about like.
Surely. Like, you know, back in the good old days when we were true mummy bloggers, we would make all
of
that
the merch.
Money.
Think of the merch that we'd get sent. All of that designer label brand. Like baby furniture that I always wanted so badly but could never afford.
Bugaboos. I had a bugaboo. I had a green one.
A green bugaboo?
Yeah. Because I'm edgy.
Oh, was that like a... Okay.
Oh, no, but seriously speaking, if you are in your late 40s trying to have a baby, we support you.
Yeah, of course. Just like while we kind of swallow our real feelings.
I think we're going to stop there, Kim, because we've insulted everybody on the planet today.
Something else I was going to talk. Something else I wanted to say.
I think we're done.
Oh, what are you looking forward to this week?
I'm looking forward to. I'm going to ring my friend Donna DeLancel, who writes erotic porn, and she lives in Castle Hill. I'm going to invite her in for a night of girly sleepover.
Really?
Yeah, she's so fun.
Wow. Well, you could throw a leg over that.
No, darling.
Well, if you're doing an erotic porn,
she does write erotic porn.
You just have your threesome. Can you imagine how Alex would just be like?
She lives next door to Nicole Moriarty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Not Leanne Moriarty. She lives in LA, but Nicole Moriarty.
Is that her sister?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. Wow, your sister lives in LA, and you live in Castle Hill.
And she's also a hot flusher.
Well, that's great.
I'm going to wrap this up now because
you didn't ask me what I'm looking forward to.
What are you looking forward to, Kim?
The Wasband is getting married on Friday night.
Oh, my God. How can we just leave this right to the end? What are you wearing, Kim?
A Grim Grouper outfit with the staff. No, we're actually really excited
and
for them.
Yeah, for
it's
Chef,
really
and,
lovely.
Chef and Jess, well done. We wish you all the best for a very happy and long life.
And then Rob and I are going away for a weekend.
To make a baby.
Yeah, to foster our geriatric pregnancy. Can you imagine? I would just weep for like, and in fact, that kid wouldn't even stay in there for the full term. It'd just fall out. Uterus would just be going, abort, abort.
You have really, really left no stone unturned this week, have you?
Well, I was thinking that of more of abort mission, and then I just said abort, and that was bad. I kind of imagine.
If you
have
had an abortion in the past, we respect your decision.
God, can just come
we
on,
to
guys.
Be fucking
come on, guys.
I'm going to cut it off here. Thanks for listening this week. As we like to say.